With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting it's the fourth and final day of the GOP National Convention in Milwaukee as Donald Trump takes center stage to accept the Republican nomination for president. Correspondent Meg Kennard reports from the GOP convention that there's been a lot of emotion leading up to tonight.
Trump has been here in the arena every night for all of the speeches, but he hasn't yet taken the stage himself. There's a full lineup ahead of Trump's remarks, and it includes a lot of names that people might recognize. There's Eric Trump, one of his older sons. Also, Mike Pompeo, a former member of Congress who also served as Trump's Secretary of State. Others in the lineup include Pastor Franklin Graham and Hulk Hogan from the wrestling and entertainment world.
Meanwhile, in remarks at an evangelical Christian breakfast, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says there's been a lot of grumbling among Republican social conservatives after the GOP platform left out calls for a national abortion ban.
Remember that this is a guy who delivered for social conservatives more than any president in my 39 years of life. I think he deserves a little bit of grace, and he deserves a little bit of trust, and I hope that we will all provide that to him. I certainly know that as his running mate, I will.
Lou Dobbs, the conservative political pundit and veteran cable TV host who was a founding anchor for CNN and later was a nightly presence on Fox Business Network for more than a decade, has died. He was 78 years of age. His death was announced Thursday in a post on his official X account, which called him a fighter till the very end, fighting for what mattered to him the most, God, his family, and country. He hosted Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox from 2011 to 2021, following two separate stints at CNN. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 533 points. This is SRN News. Insurance companies are dropping churches.
A surge in national disasters is putting a lot of financial pressure on firms that insure the nation's houses of worship, and some are opting to cancel policies. Baptist Press reports that congregations in Texas are especially vulnerable to being dropped after a series of storms, floods, and freezes. Many insurance companies are also still trying to recover from the pandemic, which forced them to make big payouts and taxed resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas is being sued for rejecting petitions in favor of a proposed ballot measure to scale back the state's abortion ban. Supporters want the state Supreme Court to order officials to start counting more than 100,000 signatures. The state says organizers did not comply with a law regarding documentation submitted about paid canvassers. The proposed ballot measure would not make abortion a constitutionally protected right in Arkansas, but it would limit when abortion can be banned. SRN News. A federal appeals court says no to a Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan.
A federal appeals court has blocked the implementation of the Biden administration's student debt relief plan, which would have lowered monthly payments for millions of borrowers. In a ruling, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a request by a group of Republican-led states seeking to invalidate the administration's entire loan forgiveness program. The ruling comes the same day that the Biden administration announced another round of student loan forgiveness, this time totaling $1.2 billion. For roughly 35,000 borrowers who are eligible for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The court's order prohibits the administration from implementing the parts of the SAVE plan that were not already blocked by lower court rulings. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The European Central Bank left its key interest rate benchmark unchanged Thursday in its battle against inflation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.